Is it not just going to be me complaining about all of the French people?
Yeah, gotta be something about him hating French people, like every good Englishman does, I believe.
Yeah, I really like Hernandez.
He's basically
He's
Spanish, so he
kind of
doesn't
Spanish.
count.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello and welcome to the Super Bayern Podcast. With the Bundesliga season officially over, Bayern Munich will soon turn their attention to preparing the squad for the next season. Club legends David Alaba, Jerome Boateng, and Javi Martinez have already confirmed their departures from the club, but will they be the only players to leave the Bavarian capital this summer? Today, we'll be looking at some players who might also be on the way out this summer and give our thoughts on whether Bayern should keep them, sell them, or try to loan them out. I'm Benjamin Scott, and I'm joined by my friends Garrett Kerber.
Hello, hello.
Tim Richards.
Hello there.
And Sebastian Zimmerman.
Hi.
Well, like I said in the introduction, guys, today's pretty much a straightforward episode. Bayern Munich are about to enter into the transfer window, and there's a lot of questions about what will and what won't happen, specifically about players who might be leaving the club. We've heard a lot more rumors about transfers out than we have transfers in, and so today we're just going to go through a handful of names and give our thoughts on what we think the club should do with those players, whether that is sell them, sign a contract extension to keep them, or maybe even loan them out. But before we get into that, I want to give a quick kind of recap about this, the moves that have already been made for this upcoming summer. And so David Alaba, Javi Martinez, Jerome Boateng, they have all played their final game in a Bayern jersey for sure, and they will be leaving the club. Leaving the club as club legends, but moving on definitely to something else. Along those same lines, Douglas Costa, yes, he was still technically on the Bayern squad. He is ending his loan for sure. Probably going to actually go to Brazil instead of returning to Juventus, but that's neither here nor there. Thiago Dantas is also ending his loan. And then Dale Upamecano and probably Omar Richards, we can say, are confirmed to be coming in, as well as return from loan for Joshua Zirkzee, Adrian Fine, Mikael Kiesaunts, and probably Chris Richards, although there is a good chance that his loan gets extended. And so with all that in mind, let's turn to some of those guys whose future is kind of up in the air. And we have to start with the one name that's really dominated the Bayern headlines over the past few days, and that is, of course, Kingsley Coman. There's a lot of talk going around about his contract. He has apparently hired Pini Zahavi to sort of, I guess, shop him around in England to see if he can gather up some interest, put some pressure on Bayern to extend his contract and give him a pay raise. His current contract does expire in 2023. He wants to earn basically double what he's making right now. He wants to earn at least as much as Leroy Sané is the way that everyone's framing it, which, of course, is just some low-hanging fruit for the media to do. But Kingsley Coman, Tim, I know that you have some pretty strong opinions on this topic, so I do want to come to you first, but keep, sell, probably not loan. What do you think needs to be done with Kingsley Coman this summer?
I think sell. I don't think that's going to be a surprise answer from me. I have long felt that he's either not good enough or is good enough, but not for long enough. It seems to be every season we have the same conversation of, yeah, Kingsley Coman's coming into form. Hopefully this will be what he needs to like really keep that momentum up. Like, remember when Jupp Heynckes came along and said you need to like raise your head when you make a cross, and suddenly he started performing well, and we were all under the impression, oh great, he's fixed, like this guy's good enough now, and then very quickly went back to his old habits. I don't want to get like too bogged down in statistics, because I don't feel that that ever really tells the full story, because I feel like, you know, you can score 50 goals a season. There's a chance that at least 10 of them maybe like came off of your thigh, and like, you know, there's every possibility that you weren't involved to like a full extent for all of them. Like there's so many variables to discuss there, but to look at what he's done in terms of goal involvements since he arrived. So this is his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is his 6th full season at Bayern, not counting the couple of games that he missed at the very start of his first season when he was still on loan at Juventus. The most goal involvements that he's had is 17, and that was this season, which is largely considered to be his best. Leroy Sané has finished his first season and has largely been considered something of maybe not a flop, but has disappointed as he's not reached the height that many wanted him to. His goal involvement's 16. It's one off. The difference between expectation of one player and not meeting that, and the expectation of another player and potentially exceeding it, there has to be some form of disparity here. I think to compare somebody like Serge Gnabry, for example, his best goal involvements has been 23. That was last season, 12 goals, 11 assists. I feel like if that's the sort of number that that Bayern need to be looking for, they need to look beyond Kingsley Coman. If he stays, that's fantastic. But I do feel that he's never, but he hasn't shown the level that I would personally say his wage demands would warrant. Out of the 6 seasons that he's been here, I can think of just like a really small handful of moments that he's had like that sort of game-winning impact, like Ribery had, like Robin had, like all of these, like the big names that he was supposed to replace. So obviously the Champions League final against PSG, but to caveat that, he was dropped in the games leading up to it. It was very much a surprise inclusion that he made the starting 11 in place of Perisic. I think if I was to be the manager for that game tomorrow, I would start Perisic. I feel like a lot of people would, like, even knowing what happens, I would be much more comfortable seeing Perisic on the starting lineup. So there was that. There was the PSG game in his second season, I think. It's Carlo Ancelotti's second season. So it was his first season as an official Bayern player, having been bought from Juventus. He did quite well in that game. The game against Juventus in his first season, where he played an hour, he scored the goal to make it 4-2. He scored the goal against Leipzig in the cup final. But out of 200 games, I can think of 4 or 5 moments where I think, oh yeah, he did that. Whereas I think of Gnabry, of all of like the game-winning moments that he's had, I can think of everything that Leroy Sané's already accomplished in his career. And yeah, I will say that this past season was disappointing. He didn't reach the level that I think many of us, probably all of us, were expecting him to. But he has that historical evidence to suggest that this has certainly been a fallow year for him. I don't know. I can't see... If Koeman wants to stay, he has to seriously reassess how much he thinks he's worth. And if he says, I do think that I am worth that, then Bayern need to cut ties this season. There will be a buyer. Because I think he does have the talent to do, like, to be an asset to a club. But if he wants to be the asset for his club right now, he's a long way off where he needs to be.
Well, I knew you had some strong feelings on the topic. Glad it went to you first. But I do have to say, I agree. I think if there's a chance to sell and make any sort of, any sort of decent money off of him, I think this summer, Bayern would be foolish not to take that opportunity, not only for all the reasons you listed, with keeping in mind that he did have a good season this past season. He did lead all of our wingers in terms of assists. Now, you went into statistics a little bit. I'll bring up some other statistics. He actually had the least expected assists of all the wingers on our team. Both Leroy Sané and Serge Gnabry outperformed him in that area, yet Coman ended with more assists. So that could be down to Robert Lewandowski's finishing instead of his own creativity. Either way, I think it's time for him maybe to move on if he really is going to cause a fuss about his contract. And I want to add in as well, with Julian Nagelsmann coming in and Bayern having the potential to play several different systems. I think Coman is tactically the least versatile of all of our wingers, and that's even including someone like Jamal Musiala. I think Coman is the most limited in terms of he has to play a more or less traditional winger type of role. If we go to like a 3-4-1-2 or a 3-4-2-1, I don't think he would be the best playing sort of off the striker. He might do okay as a right wing back, but I don't think that's an ideal position for him either. I'd rather see Serge Gnabry. If we're going to stick a winger as a wing back, I'd rather see Serge Gnabry go there. So I think he's the most limited of all of our wingers. And yeah, if we can make money, definitely, definitely this season would be the time to sell him.
It's interesting that you bring up that he's, you know, that he isn't the best at playing off of another guy, and you'd rather see Serge Gnabry. The reason why Juventus sold him is because he couldn't do that. The way that they were playing was a 4-3-1-2, and he couldn't play off of Carlos Tevez or Morata, and they didn't have a need for a winger because that's not what they were doing, which is why Bayern were able to pick him up on the cheap. And it's, you know, it goes to that thing of he couldn't do it then, he probably can't do it now. And it's a shame, and I don't want to rag on him too much, but sadly, I'm quite a cynical person like that, and that's just how I see it.
Well, I think if you you look at the numbers that are getting thrown around for what he could potentially fetch on the transfer market, Derek Ray and Tom Hamilton did an ESPN article, Bayern keeper dump. We won't get into how much I dislike the word dump, but one of them had an estimated fee of 50 million euros. And if you can get 50 million euros for a backup winger who has shown up in, you know, several big games and certainly is worth something, I think you have to do that because, you know, he's 24 years old and he's already had a couple major knee issues, and I think it's only a matter of time before those start popping up again. I think you got guys, younger guys coming up through the system that you can plug in and do a similar job in a pinch. I don't know, but if that number is accurate, or not accurate, but if that's correct and they can get 50 million euros for him, I think it'd be hard to justify keeping him, especially for all the reasons you guys are talking about with, you know, him maybe not being as versatile, and you already have Sané, you already have Gnabry, you already have Musiala. It makes a lot of sense to sell him if you get the offers. I think I would even be of the mind where I'd say if you can get 30 for him, that's probably a pretty good deal to take. So I'm also on transfer him out, especially if he's looking for more money from Bayern or a different opportunity. I'd definitely be in the sell category.
Well, for me, that whole Sahavi thing has kind of slightly changed my mind about him. I guess I would have said I would like to keep him in very general terms. But I think the worst thing that could happen is dragging him along for another year or maybe even for another 2 years, just to have him leave then and not playing well over that time. And I think this is the kind of the worst case scenario where you have this player and and our new coach knows I'm not building a new thing with that guy. He might be there for a year or for a year and a half or maybe for 2 years, but then he's going to be gone. I just think this is nothing that's a good scenario for anyone here. Maybe for Sahavi, I don't know. But yeah, that's just something I think would be very problematic. So therefore, for me, the question really becomes, can you renew his contract now or pretty soon? I think that would be okay if we can do that for, well, I would say below Sané money. I would also say I would not be prepared to pay more than we are paying Leroy Sané. Not necessarily because I think Sané is the better player. I'm not entirely convinced he is, at least talking about the future. in the past, definitely. Sunny in the past was better than Coman in the past. And that's just not the question, right? The question is, what is he going to do in the future for our club? And therefore, I think you would want to pay him slightly less than Leroy Sané. If you can do that and give him a new long-term contract, I would be happy with that. The question is just, how realistic is that? And if it's not realistic, I would say better sell him sooner than later, because then you can build something new. You can get someone new in who is going to be probably of our manager's choice, which would be nice for everyone involved, I would say, because you really want to. I want this Nagelsmann era to actually become an era, to actually be a long-term thing where he's an important factor in building this team, not only training it and not only making it ready for those games. Therefore, I think there are just really two options. Either you sell him now or you renew his contract now. Everything else would be a waste of everyone's time.
I think generally speaking, though, we can say we're all on the same page to sell him if a good offer comes Bayern's way. And I think 50 million euros would be an incredible offer, and one Bayern would be foolish not to accept. Let's move on to another player who's still playing a pretty big role in the first team, and that's Niklas Süle. Niklas Süle, there have been some rumors floating around that he could be leaving Bayern in the summer, with Dayot Upamecano coming in, also his contract expiring in 2022. So there's a lot of English clubs interested, namely Chelsea has been one that's popped up a lot, and it does seem like Süle would be interested in moving to the Premier League if the opportunity were to arise. So, Sebastian, I'm actually going to go ahead and come back to you to hear from you first. Niklas Süle, would it be smart for Bayern to sell him, or would we be better off keeping him?
I feel like I might be in the minority here, but I think I would rather keep Niklas Süle. I guess I would want to talk to Nagelsmann about that. I would want to know his opinion on that. But I can imagine that Niklas Süle could again be the player he was for us earlier, and maybe even slightly better. He could definitely be a pillar on our defense. And I think we need someone like that to bring that physicality. I still think he's probably, well, in terms of potential, he's the best German center back, I feel like. So that's just two things, basically. You want to keep a German core in this team. And also, he just has the potential to be as good as we need him to be. Therefore, I think it's too early to sell him, especially with a new coach coming in. I think I would want to give Nagelsmann the chance to see how much he likes what he can give us. So I would say keep Süle. If you have to sell him after a year, if it turns out that that Nagelsmann doesn't think he's a starter for us, then I think you could still part ways with him. I mean, it is unfortunate. It's unfortunate because of the contract situation.
Right.
So ideally, you would find a way to make that work financially. You would maybe want to make a new deal, and maybe with a clause that he can leave to whatever team if certain things happen. Maybe you can work something like that out. But I think it would be a wasted chance to not give him the opportunity to see what his stock is with Nagelsmann, if he can become a starter for us again. Because ideally, I feel he should definitely be someone who could at least start a lot of matches for us in the future.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. I think the contract thing is the only issue. I think if it becomes obvious that he is just going to run down his contract if we don't sell him and he's going to leave for free, then we need to make some money off of him. But otherwise, I'm in complete agreement. So, Garrett or Tim, would either of you say that you definitely think that Bayern should ship out Niklas Süle this summer?
For me, it all depends on what system or systems Nagelsmann wants to play. If he's going to be the coach that comes in and puts a back three in, then maybe I'd be a little bit more to the side of selling him, because obviously you have Pavard, you have Upamecano, you have Hernandez, you have all sorts of, you have guys that can play those positions, I think, a little bit, that can cover you from if you sell Sula and also some of the younger guys, Nianzu can play back there and guys like. That being said, I'm actually kind of more with you, Sebastian, on this, and that I think I'd like to keep him. And if you could work out something where you say, hey, let's extend your contract by a year, so that, you can play in the system. If things are really bad by the winter, maybe we can talk again then, but just kind of to kick that can down the road a little bit so that he has time to see how he fits in this system and whether it works better. Because I agree. I think by this past year was poor from him, but the year prior was really good. Or the year prior to that, I can't remember. He was injured for a good stretch of time as well. But he just has all the potential to be so good. And I think if he's playing in the middle of a back three, or he's one of our two starting center backs, I just think that's really going to help the club. Now, that being said, kind of referencing back to that article, they're estimating his fee at 30 million euros, which again is a lot of money. But it really comes down to fit within the system. What system is Nagelsmann playing? And then also that contract situation. If you can't square those two things away, then sell him. But I would kind of lean towards keeping him, because I just always been a Sula fan, and so I would hate to see him go before he gets a chance with this new tactical, young, exciting coach.
Fair enough. Let's go ahead and move on to another player whose contract expires next summer. Another player whose future at Bayern has almost always sort of been in question, if you will. It's another Frenchman who's always injured, and that is, of course, Corentin Tolisso. Tim, I'm going to come to you since you haven't shared any thoughts with us in a minute. Keep, sell, loan, what are your thoughts on Tolisso?
I'm reluctant to say anything because my opinions are just going to paint me as somebody that just really despises French players, and that's not the case at all. But I am not really in favor of keeping Tolisso either. He's somebody that's just very frustrating. I am desperate to like him, and I love Tolisso. I can't think of him without thinking of that picture of him when he was like 6 years old wearing like the really old Bayern kit. I would love to see more things like that from other players, like not just that picture of Thomas Müller where he's like fully kitted out in Bayern merch. Like it's so great to have somebody that's like that, like grew up a fan that isn't from Munich. I think that's really wonderful, but obviously you have to be kind of cutthroat in some decisions. And we got rid of Badstuber because he had so many injury problems and was kind of unreliable. And even when he was good, he was all right. But it became a point where you kind of have to put the emotion aside and say, is this somebody that we can actually rely on? Much like the situation with Kingsley Coman as well. His purchase, his initial purchase, was quite unusual because we had a number of central midfielders. Like we had Vidal, Thiago, Kimmich was there. We had Sanchez at the start of the season before he went out on loan, as well as Sebastian Rudy, Thomas Müller as well. He was there. Like we had all of these guys that could fill in a role for potentially like two or three people. And so to then make him and Javi Martinez as well, to have somebody come in that and be our highest transfer and not really have like a set place. Obviously somebody like Lucas Hernandez comes in and is the guy to take over from Mats Hummels in centre back, or as it turned out he would play a lot of times in his left back role. But for that you can see, okay, he's being brought in to shore up defence. For Leroy Sané, I think, who's our second highest transfer, you can see that he is brought in because we need speed and goals from out wide. When Tolisso was bought, I was like, what is he going to offer? Because he's kind of like a, well, we've said this like a number of times, he's almost like an exact replica of Leon Goretzka, who came the year after as well, which was already quite strange, because if you were going to buy this guy now, why would you then pick up this other guy for free the year after? It's odd, and I didn't understand it. From a sporting perspective, I don't think he offers as much going forward as somebody like Jamal Musiala or Thomas Muller, who's obviously still got a number of years ahead of him. In defence, I don't think he's as secure as somebody like Joshua Kimmich or Mark Rocha, who I think we're going to talk about in a little bit. There is always a discussion that I remember seeing online of every time Renato Sanchez passed Sanchez, how posh, sorry, Renato Sanchez, every time he passed the ball, he would put us into trouble. I can't really remember that happening, but I can think of a number of times where Tolisso did exactly that. Like the goal that Benzema scored against us in the Champions League, where it was like a really weak back pass to Sven Ulreich. I put that on Tolisso. The first goal that we conceded against Tottenham a couple of years ago, that's him not getting himself out of trouble and like keeping hold of the ball for too long. But obviously you can't just boil it down to, okay, well, these two things happened like 3 or 4 years ago, therefore you should sell him. I think it's time that Bayern have to look forward and see, okay, can we actually rely on this guy in the future? Or is he going to miss another 6 months due to injury? Is he going to somehow exceed Leon Goretzka? It's a question that I don't think needs answering, because I feel it's already been answered. The way that both of them progressed, talking about Leon Goretzka and Corentin Tolisso, the way that both of them progressed was kind of similar to a point. And then Tolisso got that bad injury and Goretzka just kept on going. Much in the same way that Jerome Boateng and Holger Badstuber were kind of neck and neck at times. And then one of them got a really bad injury and Boateng just kept on going and going. It's a shame, because this is a guy that I feel like everybody that supports the club can really, in a way, like empathize with him because of that picture, that like now quite famous picture of him in the old kit. But I just can't see him having a future here.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with you 100%. Really, past injuries has probably been the only reason he hasn't left the club already, is that he was never quite fully fit to be sold off when the time arose. But Garrett, Sebastian, I can't imagine either of you are strongly in favor of keeping Tolisso instead of selling him if there's a possibility this summer.
Well, sadly, no. I mean, it is really a sad story with him. He hasn't, I guess his first season was the one where he kind of kept healthy, but after that, all his seasons were just basically have gone with injuries. And yeah, what more is there to say, really? If you're not Arjen Robben, so that's the end of the story, really. The only reason why I maybe wouldn't sell him is because right now it's hard to imagine someone paying us any significant amount of money for him, because everybody knows that he has only been injured for years now. And yeah, as sad and as unfortunate that is, it is just the truth. And yeah, what are you going to do with a player that you kind of have to assume will not be there for most of the season? This is just very inconvenient to plan with. And of course, you will have to pay him for the whole season, not just half of the season. And yeah, I think there are just no real arguments for keeping him if there's any kind of, if there's anyone who's going to pay us any kind of real money for him, I would say.
Yeah, I agree 100%. A lot of the next names shouldn't be as deep of a discussion, but we'll try and work through them a little bit more quickly. I was going to bring up Alexander Nubel, but I don't believe any of us would stand against the idea of him going out on loan. I think that seems like, especially after late this season has gone, seems like sort of the obvious decision. So we can leave that one there. If you want to talk about that later, feel free to do it. But let's move on to some of the signings that were made last summer, namely Bounassar and Mark Rocha. What are your thoughts on both of them? Neither of them have really played a lot this season. Surprisingly, Bounassar has played a little bit more, but really neither of them had a chance to show. Well, I guess Bounassar had a chance to show what he was worth and simply didn't. But Mark Rocha hardly featured at all under Hansi Flick. Garrett, Bounassar, Mark Rocha, give us your thoughts on both keep, sell, loan.
I'd say if you can find somebody to buy Bounassar from you, then sell him. They seem to want to try anything and everything except playing him at this point. And unfortunately, that's going to be a loss for Bayern. But, you know, sunk costs and all that. I wish him the best and get what you can for him. I mean, he's 29 years old, so it's not like you can expect a whole lot of growth. It does happen, I suppose, but I'm not waiting on it. Mark Rocha, I would love to see him stick around and grow. I mean, 24 years old, and I like his stature and like how he looks out on the pitch. So I'd like to see him in Nagelsmann's Bayern. But obviously, I think if you could get a really good price for him, you know, somewhere well over what you paid, I just don't think that you would want to sell him that quickly after getting him. I could live with loaning him out, and so maybe that's the most preferable is loan him out to either another Bundesliga club. That would be preferable to just kind of get used to playing in Germany still. But yeah, I definitely want to keep a guy that young with kind of his qualities. So keep and loan would be my preferred option. But if you can get a real good price given for him, then I wouldn't hate selling him either.
I think, number one, we're probably, not even probably, I know we're all in agreement about Bounassar. If anyone is willing to give us any amount of money, let the man move on. He's quite obviously not Bayern material. And I think we would probably all agree with Mark Rocha as well. Even though he's hardly featured under Flick, it would be a shame to see him sold or to see us actively pursuing, I guess, a buyer for him. If a ridiculous offer comes in, obviously accept it. But especially if Corentin Tolisso is going to be moving on, and it's looking increasingly likely that we're not going to be making any significant additions to our midfield, I think Mark Rocha could play a pretty good role under Julian Nagelsmann. And so, it would be a bit surprising to see him move on. Sebastian, another one of the signings made last summer, Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting. There's been a lot of talk about him probably signing an extension and playing as a backup. And I have to say, he really proved a lot of people wrong with his time at Bayern this season. And he at least, I guess, gained some favor in our eyes. But do you think Bayern would be right to extend him, or time to let him go?
Well, I'm still not the biggest fan of the guy, I think. But
oh, that's why I called on you.
he seems to be good for the locker room, I guess. And he hasn't played exceptionally badly or anything like that. I think he has done okay, all things considered, by the end of the season. But I think the question mark here is what we're doing on offense. If we actually sell a player like Kingsley Coman, and we might get someone in who could be a winger, but also a very good backup at striker, then things might change somewhat, because I don't think it makes sense to have him here when we have a better guy who might get enough games when he's kind of sometimes playing on the wing, sometimes at the center. I think if we do something like that, there's no point in giving him a new contract. For example, I mean, it's at this point probably unrealistic, but Depay, of course, would have been a very, very interesting player. And if you just taking him as an example, if you would have gotten a guy like that who can very well be a better striker than Choupo-Moting, but also be a very good winger, Then there's just no point. The question, therefore, becomes how realistic is it that we get a guy like that? I think Depay is sadly not particularly likely. I think Timo Werner is sadly also not particularly likely. But those are two examples of players. If we got a player like that, there's no point in keeping Choupo-Moting, no matter how good he is for the locker room, no matter how cheap he is, no matter how well he plays. Well, within what we expect him to be able to do. Even if he is playing at the best level that we can expect from him, then there would be no point, really.
And I guess part of it as well depends on what Julian Nagelsmann sees out of Joshua Zirkzee. And so we'll go ahead and talk about him, as well as the handful of other players who are on loan from Bayern as we kind of start to wrap up. But Joshua Zirkzee, Adrien Fein, Mikael Kisonts, and Chris Richards are all out on loan for the club. And I think Chris Richards has probably been the most impressive of each of them. Adrien Fein didn't really do anything impressive at PSV, unfortunately. They opted not to buy him. The same for Joshua Zirkzee, who hardly played at all for Parma. And then Mikael Kisonts, the guy probably has the talent to be a first-team midfielder at a pretty good club, but he definitely seems to lack the attitude. And so then, out of Zirkzee, Fein, and Kisonts specifically, any of you guys want to make a strong argument that Bayern should really try to keep any of those three players and try and integrate them into the first team? Or would we all be in agreement that sell them if a good offer comes our way? Otherwise, at least try and loan them out, see if they can sort of grow into their role. So anyone have a strong opinion on any of them?
I think Adrien Fein seems like the most logical player to keep hold of. Mikael Kisonts, again, another French footballer. It's just a coincidence at this point. It's nothing. It's not me being that way inclined. I when I saw him play, I was like, okay, this guy is clearly talented. But the reports of him having just like horrendous attitude problems that stem all the way back to his time at Gladbach, and also at his time on loan at Marseille. Like, who's going to have an attitude problem when you're out on loan? Like, it's absolutely baffling. Although Marseille is something of a mess just generally at this point. But at the same time, if you're that young and you have all the talent in the world, but you don't have the patience, I don't think that you should be at a club like Bayern, if not for the patience, but for the fact that that sort of attitude shouldn't be welcome at a club like Bayern. I think, I don't know, the reports of Bayern potentially being interested in Camavinga are, I think they're gone at this point. I think he's probably going to go somewhere else. But there was quotes from him towards the end of the season where he was saying, I understand that I have a lot of potential and people are invested in me, but I know that I've not done as well this season as I should do. That's that sort of humble approach that I really want to see more of in other players. I think showing up at a club and being like, I'm too good for you guys, I'm going to go somewhere else, and then being told, you're not actually good enough for us yet, go somewhere else instead, and then saying, I'm too good for you guys, I'm going to go back to somewhere else. It just doesn't work, and he just ends up shooting himself in the foot. So then that leaves like the position in central midfield wide open for somebody like Adrien Fein to come in and have and offer that sort of specialist position. I mentioned that Tolisso doesn't necessarily offer. So I think Adrien Fein is by trade like a quintessential defensive midfielder. That's fantastic, because if Mark Rocker isn't necessarily performing, or if he's going as well, or for whatever reason, having somebody in that squad that can do the dirty work and that will do the dirty work is invaluable. I can't speak to how he was at PSV. I can't really speak to how he was at Hamburg. But maybe at times you need somebody to be thrown in at the deep end, and this could be a fantastic opportunity for him.
Sebastian Gerrit, yeah, any thoughts on those three names there?
Yeah, I agree here. Fein is definitely the one who would, in my opinion, deserve a shot. He wasn't good enough to really be excited much at PSV. But on the other hand, he also wasn't particularly terrible, I would say, from what I hear. And yeah, he had never got his chance at our club. And I would say let the new coach see what he thinks about him. Let him actually have his off season here. Let him go through all the preparations for the new season, and then let's see. I would say I think he definitely wasn't like bad enough. Not here, because he basically never was at the club, and also not in the Netherlands. So I really think he deserves at least another shot. And I guess my number two here would definitely be Cerxay. Yeah, I think obviously Flick saw something that he didn't like with Cerxay. I think we can be pretty sure about that. That said, I think that doesn't mean that Nagelsmann would necessarily agree there. And I think that situation in Parma, it is kind of hard to blame him there, because pretty obviously mostly everything was going wrong there. And this is probably not the situation where you could like shine as a striker who's not necessarily the type of player who creates his own chances, but is kind of has to rely on other players to give him good opportunities. So I think there's no particular harm probably in giving Cerxay another shot. But yeah, I feel pretty strongly that Fine would be the guy who really deserves it. Cerxay is the guy where you kind of not necessarily losing much if you give him another chance. With Cuisance, well, yeah, I would say, yeah, probably get rid of the guy at this point, really.
Yeah, I think the consensus seems to be then that Adrian Fine and Cerxay, give him a chance, especially Adrian Fine. Let's see what he has. Really, with both of them, you're not losing anything by giving them an opportunity for a season, for an off season, even seeing what they have to offer. But Cuisance has, I guess, always been a transfer that really didn't make much sense from Bayern's perspective. And yeah, it's probably time that he moves on. So if we're right in our discussion, if Bayern, I guess, listen to the podcast and decide to act upon what we're saying, then looks like it could be a pretty busy summer for Bayern, at least when it comes to transfers out. And then hopefully it would also be a somewhat busy summer with transfers in, based off of the money that they would make from selling players like Kingsley Coman, potentially Niklas Süle, and then, man, hopefully Bruno Sarr, even if it is just 1 million euro or something like that. But anyway, that is all the time that we have for this episode. If you've enjoyed listening today, or if you're a regular fan of the podcast and you haven't done this already, please do us a favor and leave us a 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a few ways that you can do that. You can email us at superbayernpod@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at superbayernpod. All of our episodes can be found on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, we're probably going to be there. Thank you for listening. Go out and tell your friends, and we'll talk to you next time.